time. They're off to the races. Kentucky topping Kansas for the title, 67-59. But unfortunately, earlier in the day, it was a wicked Monday. It just made you feel queasy when you heard this, as you might have been barreling down the road somewhere to drop off kids or to get to that second job or perhaps your first job. Take a listen.
Four transported by ambulance. One confirmed dead. What we have is a gunman who still appears to be on the loose. He opened fire at this acupuncture school. This is an industrial parkway. There are a number of businesses here, and all those businesses have been evacuated.
Yep, so unfortunately, what you heard, that little snippet there, as I said, probably on many of the stations that we're broadcasting right now, America Tonight, you heard about the story of yet another shooting. This time it was in Oakland. It was a small Korean Christian school. I say Korean because that's the ethnic background of the kids, most of the kids that went to this school. Seven people dead, three other people wounded. It was intense. It was wild what happened there. And it ended up a couple of hours later with the capture of the guy who decided to wreck the Monday and the world of these people at this school by walking in and opening fire. I mean, it's like the worst words you hear. Whenever you hear someone say, a reporter, like you just heard, opening fire, raining down bullets, it just makes you shudder and you think, oh, you got to be kidding me. Remember years ago, San Ysidro and the McDonald's? That was like one of the first big times in our history. And it certainly happened. We could go back and talk about things that have happened in the 60s or things that happened in the 50s. There's always been people off their rocker that have done heinous things. But I think the public places, going into a fast food restaurant like what happened there, or here, going onto a small Christian college campus and doing what he did, ending the lives of seven people. His name was Woon Go, and he surrendered, like I said, ultimately, afterwards, when they caught up with him at a mall. He used a weapon, one weapon, apparently, the entire time, is what they're saying. They're looking for enough evidence, a handgun. They found ballistics evidence to come up with this handgun. But they're piecing it together, basically. Because first you go through the chaos, the 911 call, the SWAT team, people walking out bleeding to death with one woman with what's described as a severed limb. And then the horrible scene of people that are laid out like they're in a war zone with sheets over top of them in a field right next to the school. And you just have to ask yourself. I realize that there are ways now, because of the kind of media we have, to instantaneously find out about terrible things that happen like this, where someone should just be going to school, focusing on what they're doing and not worried about whether they need to cower in the corner somewhere under a desk and pray that he doesn't come around and shoot them. There are all kinds of theories floating around as to why this former nursing student there would do what he did. He's a former student of that university. And all kinds of things are being thrown out as to why this would happen. We don't know yet. But the television coverage of this, just those bodies on stretchers loaded into ambulances, bodies covered in sheets on a patch of grass at a school. Oh, it makes you sick to see that. It does. I understand now why my mother says she doesn't want to watch the first 15 minutes of news because of things like that. Because the new reality is, I mean, are we just, now when you hear stuff like this, you just be like, ah, you know, there's a shooting in Oakland. I mean, I hate to say that, but I think we become numb to this. This is our new norm, and it really shouldn't be, but what is the answer to it? How do you know when someone is a ticking time bomb? How does somebody around somebody know that the person that they're acquainted with is capable, and that's if this guy's not a loner, is capable of doing something this horrible? Nothing but questions, eh? We have other things to talk about this show besides a terrible thing that happened in Oakland. The president might have had a little bird tell him something in his ear, because, or maybe he's just trying to hedge his bets. He slammed the Supreme Court earlier in the day about health care, saying what a big mistake it would be to overturn the health care law, and really kind of cautioned the court not to do it, saying he was pretty confident that it was going to be upheld, that it would be unprecedented. The words he used exactly, unprecedented, extraordinary step of overturning a law that was passed by a strong majority of a democratically elected Congress. Because we know, as I was back in Washington for this, the Supreme Court spent 3 days hearing arguments last week and four separate challenges to the health care law. And this is the signature policy of this president. How this comes down and how this is viewed in history is either what takes the president down or is the thing that he's going to be most known for. And the challenge, as we all know, was over whether or not you can be forced to get insurance. It's a requirement that will kick in 2014. This was at the heart of those 6.5 hours of oral arguments by the Supreme Court. It was the middle argument on Tuesday. The requirement that eventually you have to buy health insurance. And trust me, I talked to someone, the IRS, or they call it Department of Treasury when they don't want to be known, when they're out and you don't say the words IRS, the three dreaded letters. And they have definitely ramped up. They are ready to enforce this law. They are ready to go after people in 2 years who don't buy health insurance. The president says without that mandate, the law wouldn't have a mechanism to ensure that people with pre-existing conditions get health care. So he's saying that everybody else will be hurt and it will all topple because of the mandate. So we can talk about predictions, but that's for another time, I think, because probably we're looking at 3 months until this ruling comes down anyway. Speaking of the president, he held a little tea party with the Mexican President Felipe Calderon and Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. So what were they talking about? It certainly wasn't the Keystone Oil Pipeline. We're going to talk about that next. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
America here on these airwaves. ATN, Kate Delaney's my name. If you've never heard the show, welcome. You want to throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. The president says, get your hands off my health care law to the Supreme Court. There is kind of a rumor floating around Washington that he might have heard the Supreme Court was going to go along, I'm going to call it, ideology lines 5-4. In the beginning of the week, as we were broadcasting from Washington, it seems like the scorecard was turned upside down. Everybody was saying 7-2 in favor, but now it's looking like 5-4. Listen, people just want decent health care that they can afford, for God's sake. Can somebody get that in place? Can we have that in play? Companies can't afford to have these crazy premiums. And it's not a myth, a lie, a fairy tale. I've talked to plenty of people about their premiums, especially the last couple of weeks. And in California, maybe the worst, what they're paying. And it's, I don't know how you afford it even. What did somebody tell me the other day? They had two kids, $1,500 for insurance. $1,500. Are you kidding me? This was no-frills insurance. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to start with a joke.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay, here we go. The teacher was doing a little vocation test for her students. And, She asked them different questions, and they wanted to be when they graduated. She got her answers, and finally she got to Johnny, and Johnny was waving his hand real big. She said, "Okay, Johnny, what do you want to be?" He says, "I want to be a general practitioner doctor." She says, "Why do you want to be a doctor?" He says, "It's the only profession I know of where you can get women to take their clothes off and have their husbands pay for it."
That was good. High marks, buddy. High marks.
Okay. Well, on the shooting thing, I've got a couple free topics here real quick.
Sure.
The shooting thing, I think we need to do a three strikes law where you have three appeals, and then if you've committed these crimes that cost other people their lives, you forfeit yours. And once we install the fear of dying for taking someone else's life back into the law, that will end that game. Now, for Obama.
Wait a second, but wasn't that the idea of the death penalty? Ooh, if we have the death penalty, then you have to realize that you could ultimately get the death penalty for doing something so heinous, so sickening, so unfathomable that we're gonna let a jury decide whether or not you should get the death penalty.
Yes, and then have three appeals. If you come up with new evidence, clearing yourself after a crime like that, three appeals. None of this staying there until they're 25 or 30 years on the program, then execute them. Forget it.
I agree.
Three appeals. And
three appeals.
Appeals doesn't exonerate them. I
yep.
Ghost, dude.
I agree.
Okay, now, with our president. This man would like to be a Caesar Chavez. He'd like to rule with an iron fist, and he's really ticked off that he has to abide by the Constitution of the United States, and he thinks by intimidation he can get the court to change their written opinions on what's going to come down. But I think it's going to be a 7-2 debunking of his idea that we have to, all of us, play the game that he wants us to play with that Obamacare. Now, last but not least, I believe with the insurance program that he's trying to put through, if we would just make it legal for us to buy insurance in this state, across the board, more competition like we do with auto insurance. I mean, we've got Allstate and all these other companies buying for our business.
Right.
What happened with the health insurance? It would bring the cost of it down because of the added competition and allow us to accomplish our goal of supplying anyone who wants health care coverage at a low premium.
Oh, I think that should have been done a long time ago. If you've got competition, then you have to cater to the masses, because how can you not? If you don't, then you'd be out of business.
But it's been held up,
yes,
and fought against by the Democrats in the Senate for years and years and years.
Right.
Congress and the Senate, they just refused to let that idea come forth. But it's time. It's time. And last but not least, I want a 10% tax. That's all you pay across the board for everybody. And with our welfare, Social Security, SSI, VA, have the 10% paid by the federal government as part of their stipend. And everybody pays 10% of what you make, both for corporations and individuals. It would bring in trillions of dollars that we badly need, and it would put everybody in the same boat of being an American stockholder in this country and a taxpayer in this country, and eliminate the situation we have now where some people are being gouged and other people are getting a free ride.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. I'm for flat or fair. I can't believe we agree on everything. This is a banner day for us. You know that, Dan?
How you been?
I've been good, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the phone call, Dan. Thanks.
Okay.
He's right about that. I like the idea, and I get shot down a lot for this, but I like the idea of just a flat tax. I like the tax across the board, because then everybody pay whatever it is. You know, I have no problem paying fair share. If I'm making $1 trillion, which is exaggeration, but whatever you're making, I think that that's fair. If you do it that way, imagine you can 10% is much more doable. It makes sense to me to have it right across the board. And then we can eliminate half of the nonsense. The problem is the IRS employs a lot of people. It's about the government jobs. And they're, if anything, they're just stocking up on more people now because of, like, the individual health mandate is a prime example of that. Unless that goes down. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, I thought we'd have a little fun. We need to lighten the load after this horrible shooting rampage in Oakland with a 43-year-old nut that now, thank goodness, is in custody. And all the, you know, sometimes I feel like it's, I'm standing on a box and we've got a megaphone and we're talking about all this horribly twisted, sad stuff. And there is a lot of it and it's serious and we debate it and we pull it apart. And I love that. This audience is so passionate. But I thought we'd have a little fun and talk about Katie Couric versus Sarah Palin. It's obvious because the two have been pushed all over the place in these promos doing morning television. Sarah Palin's filling in on the Today Show, which is interesting, with Matt Lauer. And also Katie Couric is on ABC with George Stephanopoulos because Robin Roberts has stepped aside. And I know there's got to be some of you radio heads out there who watch a little bit of morning TV. Morning TV rates the highest of any of the television that's out there news-wise, because more people are up getting ready, listening to the radio, and then also throwing on the tube and listening to some of the morning chatter. And I think people are going to be really zoned in because of the play of the two of them doing morning tube. Couric, because she did the Today Show for so long and they had high ratings, and Sarah Palin has a built-in audience. There are so many people that just love Sarah Palin. And remember, she used to do TV. She used to do TV sports. So in a sense, she's going back to her element of doing the on-camera stuff, only it would be much more wide open because of all the things that you talk about on a show like a Today Show. So it wouldn't just be sports-driven. Although, you got Kentucky to talk about and their huge win over Kansas. Woohoo! 8th title for Kentucky. They haven't won it since 1998. Nobody nailed the score, though. Boy, we were hoping we would have a nail the score winner. We didn't do it for the final game, but we did it into the two games, really, leading up to ultimately the final game. So, big dreams. They finished a terrific season. Congratulations to the Wildcats. Couric and Palin, our own little unofficial poll, next on ATN.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack saves you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Cited Alaska's proximity to Russia as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made to, reporters.
Mocked.
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next-door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been
in
involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America. Where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border.
Yes, the famous interview that won Katie Couric a Pulitzer Prize, but also did not win her a lot of fans. And Sarah Palin was embraced by so many as a victim of gotcha journalism, and her name got bigger and bigger and bigger. And, of course, Sarah Palin running with John McCain on the undercard as the VP in 2008, Katie Couric scoring one of those early interviews. Now the two of them, part of the Morning Sunshine Brigade, as they'll both be co-hosting at the same time on Tuesday morning. Kind of intriguing. Why? Because it's if there's ever, and you know, they measure you by the ratings. So if there was ever a celebrity death match, remember they used to do that on MTV? I thought that was so cool. So in this case, this could be a real big moment for Sarah Palin if a lot of people tuned in to watch Palin versus watching Katie Couric. Because Katie Couric still has that thing with morning TV, which she hasn't been on morning TV hosting. I want to say it's like 5 years at least, probably around 5 years or so. Sarah Palin has a television background, but she's got a name. She has a huge name. You know, you say Sarah Palin, and I defy you to find somebody, even a millennium person, a millennial person, who doesn't know who Sarah Palin is. They know Sarah Palin. People know Sarah Palin's name. So I think the intrigue over Palin is much bigger than Katie Couric. And when the ratings come out, I think Palin slams Couric in the ratings department. Now, you could say, well, but the Today Show, more people watch the Today Show anyway than ABC. But ABC still gets pretty good numbers. They're right behind the Today Show. So I think you can wipe that out, especially if there's a huge gain. What would be interesting to see is if Palin does really super well. I mean, just hits it out of the ballpark, and people are curious and stay tuned for a little bit, whether or not something pops up with her in the future with TV. Would she go back to TV and not be the kingmaker for the Tea Party? Would she want to step out of the political arena and go back into that? Because she wouldn't be able to do it. Unless it was a show where it was all opinion-based, but I don't see her doing that. So would she, for the right kind of situation, would she drop all that and jump into television, or is this just one of those kind of fun things, part of being Palin? That's part of being Sarah Palin. So my question is, and you can throw in your guess, your, you know, who you think's going to do better by hitting me up at americatonight.net. For fun, we're doing this. Or you can give me a jingle at 800-259-5791. I say Palin. I say more people watch Palin. Matt, what do you think? More people curious, rubbernecking Sarah Palin versus Katie Couric? Did he leave the studio again? Is he out there chasing those helicopters? I heard the helicopters were surrounding the mothership. He must be chasing the helicopters. I think Palin, 2-1, 2-1's Katie Couric, definitely. And Couric has her fans too, but I think more people are going to be curious about Palin, and it's perfect. After that interview, after everything that happened to Sarah Palin, it's perfect that I think she gets a chance to kind of take a chunk out of. And she won't, you know, she's not going to necessarily, for her, it's not going to matter. She's going to be focusing on what she's doing. But it is kind of a, especially if it's really big numbers, it is kind of a, you know, back at you moment for her that maybe accidentally dropped into her lap. I don't know. Because I'm sure the other network had the tip off that Couric was going to host for a whole week. We've been down this road before, but as we kind of mix up a couple of different things of the lighter variety, although I don't know that I would say this is lighter necessarily, so many of us ran out to buy lottery tickets because, you know, after all, Mega Millions was up to $640 million. It was a crazy number, you know, $640 million. You want to talk about trying to wrap your mind around that. What happens when you sit there at your kitchen counter and you start reading out the numbers and you realize that you have that ticket? I think you pass out. I think the shock is overwhelming. So there's a Maryland woman who says she's got a piece of the lotto jackpot, but her office pool disagrees. So here we go again with the coworkers. You have so many people that jumped into these pools, and she got the winning ticket with her coworkers. Now she doesn't want to share. So this is a woman who, her name's Merland Wilson. She's a single mother. She's got seven kids, And she says she contributed to the office pool, but says that she purchased the winning tickets separately with her own cash. And she says they had a group plan, but she went in and played by herself, and the winning ticket wasn't on the group plan. She says she bought one of the three tickets that will split the huge jackpot payout. But her coworkers say that's not true, that they all paid $5 and she took everyone's money. Oh my, oh my. So, this is what happens. I guess there's a lesson in this. You don't go into these pools with people you don't know very well. And if you are in a pool, maybe there has to be some kind of rule that you don't go rogue and buy your own ticket. And then you have to sit here and prove that it's your own ticket. But I think there could have been an easier way around is buying the tickets and then printing all the sheets out. Of course, I guess you could still hoodwink somebody. You could still fleece your coworkers. So this woman isn't the first person to do that. But sorting it out is the interesting thing. How do you sort this out? And then here's the other thing, too. The clerk at the 7-Eleven where she bought the tickets said he looked at the store's video and thought that a man bought the winning ticket. What? So, if she did win, she would take home a lump sum of $105 million, or $5.59 million a year for 26 years. Either way, that's a whole lot of loot. A whole lot of loot. And the coworkers just might be out in the cold. Because how do you prove these things? You got to take them to court. Then that means it's tied up in court for a while. And we've seen what's happened there. So they would have to go to court and then get the money back that way. So she bought the ticket with her own money and the rest of the tickets were duds in the pool. I mean, listen, if everyone in the pool is honest, I guess it would work. But this is the problem. These people, if you did buy your own ticket, how do you prove all this? She can make some new friends. I have a feeling that she can find some new friends, some new people to hang around. Because when she gets her chunk of change, it'll be easy to shake off all those old buddies that were part of the pool that say that they have a claim to the money. She can easily find some new pals. I have a feeling about that. Hey, coming up next on America Tonight, you know, we're always talking about what's happening in the near future. Well, we wish we could predict earthquakes, and we can't. We know about these faults. We know about timetables. You know, there's always that joke about California's just going to float away. When does it fall into the ocean? They sell T-shirts that make a mint with all kinds of earthquake things on them from the south to the north of California. But this time it's not California that was hit by a quake. This time it's southern Mexico. And Mexico has a lot of earthquakes too. So how big was the earthquake? We're going to tell you about that when we talk about numbers in a We Can Count segment. Also, for the Saints, the New Orleans Saints, now they're talking about possible charges over bounty. You know what the bounty is. Hit the players a certain way and we'll pay you X, Y, Z. Stunning in one sense and another, is it so odd for a coach to know the weakness of another team and say, take them out? But the problem is paying them money to do that. And we thought our unemployment was high. There's somebody else that's got higher unemployment rates. Who? Oh, we'll solve that mystery coming up when we turn the corner.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Topping Weekend Counts. And boy, we got a bunch of stuff to jump to in this version of Weekend Count. But because of the lost phone deal that I had when I was going to New Hampshire, you remember that story back in January, I happened to see this about phones being lost, the cost of cell phones being lost. And it was estimated that the total amounts, if you were to add up how many people lose cell phones, and I happened to see this on some money website I was looking at. They say like every 3.5 seconds somebody loses a cell phone. Is that you? Have you lost a cell phone? I mean, come on. Have you left it somewhere? Did you have it in your pocket and then you accidentally threw it in the wash? So it was a wreck anyway, and that's actually a loss. But it adds up to $30 billion. You know, the most common places that people lose their phones are bars and offices. Bars and offices. And also, usually it happens between 9 o'clock at night and 2 in the morning. So I guarantee right now, at least 1,000 people are losing their cell phones. Right now. Maybe you're listening to America Tonight, and I'm just reminding you to look for your cell phone that might have slipped down in the couch where you were or where you are. And I bet you didn't know this trick. if you don't lose your cell phone, but you drop it somewhere that you shouldn't drop it in some nasty water somewhere, you can immediately stick it in the middle of rice and it may save it. A lot of people don't know that, but you throw it into the middle, because I'm sure you're carrying rice around somewhere in a bag, right? But if you throw it into a rice cake, not a cake, but a whole thing of rice, dry rice, there's a good chance you could save it. All right, cell phones. I've got cell phone stories, and just because this is Week in Count, I'm going to share a couple of them with you quickly. I was golfing one time at a charity event, and of course, the cell phone slipped out of the back pocket of the golf bag, and somebody ran over it. Oh, that was painful. So I wasn't talking to anyone that day, and then you have to go through the whole process of getting the new phone, and they try to upsell you, and it was, oh, it was brutal. That was the first time. The second time I had a cell phone that was lost on a plane. Then I had, and this was just because it fell out of something, fell on the floor, and there was the scurrying about to try to hurry up and get out. Then by the time you go back to get the cell phone, it's gone. And the last time was when I was going to the New Hampshire primary, and that mysteriously disappeared too in trying to get up and get into an airport with a whole bunch of stuff, not used to a big heavy winter coat. I think that kind of threw me off my game. And I'm not a person who loses things. I hardly ever lose anything, but cell phones have not been very, very good to me. Matt, you have had some problems with cell phones, but I don't think actually losing them like I did at the airport or in the plane, you haven't done that, really.
I've never physically lost a cell phone before. I've ruined cell phones before, though, by water or other means. And I've had... Actually, I have a buddy of mine who lives on a lake who has been notorious for jumping into the lake off the boat with his cell phone in his pocket, to the point where now we always ask him before we go out, did you leave your cell phone in the house? Because I think he's ruined about 3 or 4 cell phones now in the past 10 years by jumping into the lake with his cell phone in his suit pocket.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, that'd be frustrating. Well, the top 10 places for lost or stolen phones, by the way, not at the lake with Matt's friend. I already mentioned 2 of them, coffee shop 1, bar, office, restaurant, apartment, condo, grocery store, gas station, residential homes, pharmacy or drugstore, park, because I think you put it down. They even have it boiled down to the top 10 cities for a phone loss. Philadelphia, number 1. Seattle 2, Oakland, California 3, Long Beach, California, Newark, New Jersey 5, 6, Detroit. This is fun. I thought I'd throw it out. 7, Cleveland, 8, Baltimore, 9, New York, and 10, Boston. So, I would say people in Philadelphia need to get it together. Or just don't take your cell phones with you if you're just going to leave them all over the place. Or have one of those cheesy old fashion fanny packs, just throw the cell phone in that. That would work, wouldn't it? I think so. Probably, right? All right, Obama met with Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Felipe Calderon, the President of Mexico. The three neighbors say that the trade among the three of them now tops $1 trillion a year, and they want to see that number rise. Oh, I bet they want to see that number rise. But how about this? How about talking about the exploration of alternatives like oil reserves, like the Keystone Pipeline? There was no conversation about that. Did you know that Canada has the world's third largest oil reserves, more than 170 billion barrels? You probably knew it. It's a smart audience. Saudi Arabia and Venezuela are much lower than that, 1.5 million barrels. By the way, from the oil sands, is expected to rise to 3.7 million by 2025. Wow, that's a lot of oil. That's a lot. Third largest oil reserves, because you have to combine, really, Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. Now, if you separate them, they're 1 and 2, so that's a little different. But together, I'm lumping them together. So Canada, number three. All right, let me give you some more numbers. I love this segment. I love Week in Count because it always comes down to numbers, my friends, be them negative or positive. It's always about that. Kentucky, 8th NCAA title. Woohoo! How'd they get that title? They knocked off Kansas 67-59. They really held the lead through the whole thing, all the way through. So I don't think they were ever worried about letting this slip through their hands. All right, this is a crazy story. Imagine you are shopping in a sleepy little Florida town. Suddenly you look up and the nose of a plane is right there in the cracker aisle. That's what happened. Five people were injured after the plane crashed into the shopping center. And what happened was, you know, ultimately an 80-year-old had to land the plane because the pilot died. The pilot dropped dead, so that's what happened in Deland, Florida. It was just a small plane that crashed and went into flames, injuring people and certainly scaring shoppers who, as I described, can you imagine seeing that? And the time, it was like 7:30 at night when it plunged down. It just was kind of sputtering and then fell down. So emergency workers said the five people had been injured, two had burns, but they think that they're going to survive. It was a small single-engine plane that went through the roof of the store, and people just came running out after that. Wow, that's just... So, you know, the details of that, we can imagine what the details are, and the details... like the sputtering plane are slowly emerging and thank goodness that there was a little bit of a warning anyway for this plane as it was kind of coming out of the air so that more people could scramble. That's the way I looked at one of the local newspapers. Now the 80-year-old woman didn't land that plane in the supermarket. This one happened in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. She landed the twin-engine plane that she was in after her husband was became unconscious in the plane and later died. So, you know, he had some kind of a medical condition, obviously. His wife didn't have any flying experience but had been next to him many times flying. So she and really had no time on the aircraft. So she, as the plane was running out of fuel and losing engine power, she just listened and tried to land the plane the best she could, and she did it. It had to be a difficult situation. Imagine her husband just dies. She's sitting there trying to collect her thoughts and trying to land the plane. So the good news is that she was able to survive that. Wow. That's why you got to pay attention to what's happening around you. She paid attention enough and was able to bring that baby down in a really tragic situation.